This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain for your Sunday. Highs near the 50-degree mark. And breezy southeast winds up around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain continues, lows in the mid-40s, gusty south winds, rain on Monday, and highs near 60.
Currently 38 degrees.
98Q Country.
98Q Country. Country.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
Driving home tonight, catching all red lights. That's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio.
There's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street.
holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Woo.
It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
98Q Country.
greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The final polls are emerging before Election Day. New York Times Siena polls of all seven battleground states found a close race between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in each of them. Meanwhile, a Des Moines Register poll showed a virtual tie in Iowa, a state Trump comfortably won twice. Trump campaign's pollster called that an outlier, but all indications are an incredibly close race, and that has the candidates hopscotching swing states.
We can't take a chance of losing the great state of North Carolina. We're not going to lose the great state.
Former President Trump in Greensboro Saturday. He'll have two more events today in the Tar Heel State. Vice President Kamala Harris with events throughout Michigan today was in North Carolina Saturday.
It is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
There are more than 74,000 power outages in Oklahoma after severe thunderstorms in the Oklahoma City area and a tornado reported. This is ABC News.
The Badgers lose to Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin scored first with a field goal, then never had the lead the rest of the night. The Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes, 42-10. Iowa running back Caleb Johnson could not be stopped, rushing for 135 yards and three touchdowns. Wisconsin now 5-4 for the season. They have a bye week coming up, followed by hosting the number one ranked team in the nation, Oregon. NBA, the Bucks were back home in Milwaukee and still came up short, losing to the Cavaliers, 114-113. Doc Rivers on why they've now lost five in a row.
We don't sustain the game. We haven't been able to sustain 48 minutes. I thought the Boston game, we came out, we played great, and then, you know, there was a didn't score. It's a two-point game at halftime where it easily could have been eight, and then they had that stretch. Tonight, same thing. We have these lulls where we don't score, we don't get stops, and that's what we have to try to fix through rotations maybe, through playing different guys. We just got to keep searching.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain for your Sunday, highs near the 50-degree mark, and breezy southeast winds up around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain continues, lows in the mid-40s, gusty south winds, rain on Monday, and highs near 60.
Currently 38 degrees.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today it's all about that buck, about that buck. Bow hunting the rut, sighting in your rifle, and scent control for gun season, all that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio. So stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining us again from Wisconsin Rapids, three or four weeks in a row now, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, what have you been up to?
Still a lot of work around the house, but we got a chance to sit a couple of times now for deer hunting here at the property. Haven't seen anything in front of me while I've been out, but I have had cameras going off in different places. Just must mean I'm sitting in the wrong places, but not a lot of daytime buck movement as of today, but you know, I'm sure that'll change. Being that I've hunted in this general vicinity long enough to know, I will typically see a good amount of buck activity during the day, little closer to that 6th, 7th, 8th of November, and it really peaks, it seems, 11th to 15th or so, most cases. That's just my anecdotal observation.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the rut should be starting if it's not in full swing up north and down south. Or I guess it starts down, I don't know, where does it start? It starts when the deer are ready. That's where
right.
It starts.
Right. It starts when the deer are ready. Yep.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the cameras going off where you are not. And we've had that issue up north on our property for years. I always said if we had 6 or 8 hunters, we'd kill a deer every day because we'd put them at strategic places. But
sure,
when you're at point A and the deer show up at point B and you don't have somebody there, well, at least you know they're on the property.
Sure. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. We've had one sighting of a buck that I'm aware of. John is in New York these days, but he's got his phone connected to the Cuddy Link system that he's got out there on the property. And we had one, what I would call a maybe a three-year-old, three and a half, something like that. Not a huge buck, but a buck anyway. But he showed up at midnight, so that's not going to help us much.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I've got a few, you know, 2.5-year-olds. I don't have anything real big on camera. Of course, everything at night yet. But they're wandering around, and if I saw one of them during the day, I would probably enjoy taking one. And in fact, I was just talking with my wife and my parents about getting some meat. That my parents end up kind of storing a lot of the meat that we, you know, shoot throughout the seasons or whatnot, because they have much larger freezers than the rest of us for my dad's fish farm stuff. And we're talking about having to go over and grab some, because we're about out of ground meat, which is a good thing, which means we've been able to sustain till hunting season. We're going to need to kill some deer here, Dan, because otherwise we're going to run out.
Yeah, well, I hear you. And now's the time to start refilling those freezers. We actually bought 2 used smaller chest freezers to share with a neighbor of ours, because we've got between us 50 meat birds to butcher. And I'm looking forward to some deer. And of course, we're going to be butchering a lamb or two as well. So there will be meat in our soon to be future here. Well, last weekend I had an appearance at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha, and it was fun. I was there for Huntworth Gear, our sponsor. It was their grand reopening, and the place was really packed. We had lots of people stop by, and they heard it on the loudspeaker, and they heard me mention it on the radio that I'd be there. I had a couple of friends show up, whom I haven't seen in a while, Bob Kufall and Alan Thede, and Don and Dick Zielecki were there, and they were walking their dogs, and I learned that it's a dog-friendly store. They've even got a kiosk dog bath outside the store. Mm-hmm. It was cool. And then, of course, I went on a shopping spree when my appearance was done, and I spent most of the money I get paid to be there that day. But that's the way it goes. And, of course, I wrapped up field production on Deer Hunt Wisconsin last week. Dave Roll is editing as we speak, and that show will air in 2 weeks. That's the week before our gun season, Wednesday, November 13th, on FanDuel Sports North and Wisconsin. That's the former Bally, which is the former Fox, if you can follow all that.
Yep.
And then the next night, November 14th, on Milwaukee PBS. And we hope PBS Wisconsin, that's to be determined yet, and many times on community media stations. So check your local cable station listings to see when that show is going to air. Well, I dug out my felt-lined Crocs for fall and winter wear. You know, I wear Crocs most of the year. And
my all friend, the time, yeah.
Yeah, my friend Lauren Voss found some felt-lined Crocs about, I don't know, 6-8 years ago. And I got a pair, and I've been wearing them ever since. And anyway, it's good to have some winter footwear or fall footwear on. Well, coming up, Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash announces November classes and specials at the range. J.C. Chamberlain shares some advice for bow hunting the rut. And Wildlife Research Center Director of Marketing Paul Landberg returns with advice for scent management for gun hunters, not just bow hunters. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Get ready, food lovers. This weekend, The Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood, Wisconsin has two delicious events. Saturday, November 2nd is Burger and Beer Day from noon to 5 p.m. with gourmet burgers and your choice of beer, wine, soda, and more. Then Sunday, November 3rd, enjoy a Super Sunday with soup, fresh bread, and live gospel music from 11:30 to 3 p.m. Located just 1.5 miles up North River Road past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Madison Outdoors Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They are located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. And you can find them online at pampastradingpost.com. And joining us once again from the Trading Post is wildlife biologist and archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. Well, J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back again. It's always a pleasure.
Well, gosh, a lot has been going on at your place. You were out west, and now Randy has been hunting. Is he out west still, or what's going on with him?
He actually just left earlier this week. He was headed out for a rifle elk hunt yet.
Ah, okay.
Hopefully he'll come back with some good stories for us.
Well, and maybe some meat.
Yeah, as well. I don't mind having that extra in the freezer around here, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I am totally out of venison, so I'm looking forward to getting some myself. But this is about the time of year that everybody gets excited if they aren't already. Late October, early November. Are you hearing about rut activity, or are you seeing deer moving around?
Yeah, they actually been going pretty good. Had quite a few customers actually here within the last week put some pretty good deer on the ground. Definitely been seeing a lot more movement. The cameras have been going well. I know Mike got to sit there last weekend and, had some success as far as seeing deer. Unfortunately, I had one pick me off in the tree, but The way it goes.
Yep, they do that now and then. Well, what's your advice now that the rut is on?
This time of year, anytime you can be in any kind of transition zone as far as a saddle or a bench, on a ridge system, or even at a kind of a connection point or a hub on a wheel, that style of thing, like any place that they're going to travel through a lot right now is the time to be there. The movement's been good. Midday's been a little slower with the recent heat, but a lot of that should even pick up even more here as we go. But definitely time to be in those transition areas for sure.
Okay, transition areas meaning where they move from one type of cover to another or from bed to food.
Any of the, any of the above, like I should say travel corridors, probably be a better word for it. It's that time of year where a buck especially, they're just kind of on their, just getting to the real heat of the rut probably now, where pretty soon here they're going to transition off of getting those scrapes on a regular basis to just flat out looking for those. So they'll be cruising and heading through those areas quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Now, is it too late to set up a mock scrape or a hanging rope or a vine or some other attractor?
It's definitely not too late. Those things are, it's never too late. But typically, as woods heat up here a little bit, we're going to get a lot less of that activity. Pretty soon they'll actually kind of go cold.
Hmm.
But usually that's not until, I would say right around the 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there. And it's just because they're on the doe, working really hard on that. But they will, as they go from doe to doe or are still looking, if they are, they will definitely keep hitting those spots. So it's good to be around that sign for sure.
Are food plots a waste of time this time of year, or are they still good?
They're still very good. As long as the does are hitting them, anywhere you find the does, you're going to find the bucks. So just think of college. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Any place the girls are going to be, the boys are going to be shortly there to follow.
Yeah. You hear guys say, all I see are does. And, I tell them, that's a good thing because we know that the bucks are looking for does.
Yeah. Eventually, it's a matter of time, usually. This time of year, we're getting into that time where you can sit all day or at least be in a tree the majority of the day. It's definitely the time to do it. I've got certain farms that I've hunted where I'll see a lot of does, and eventually you will see that buck with them.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that he's cut one off and he's just really pushing her, but the other kind of good sign is like if you're seeing a lot of nubbins, especially alone, that typically means that mom has got a friend.
Uh-huh. We've talked about water, and it has been dry this fall despite the occasional rain that we've had. And you've said in the past that water is important to bucks during the rut.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have water holes, especially this year, yes, we got a pile of rain there earlier in the year, but late summer and stuff has been very, very dry. In fact, Sunday I was actually out, and we filled both of our water tanks on one farm, and the one was actually completely dry. A little bit of mud in the bottom, and that was it. And within an hour of filling it, there was deer at it.
Okay.
Definitely a good spot to be, especially as they're cruising. You know, they might not always stop and get a bite to eat, but they typically will always stop and get water.
Okay. Well, any specials now that the season is well underway?
Right now, we're running a special with any in-stock list. You get a free loco quiver with it. And then also on the crossbows and any in-stock Raven, if you mention it, we've got a free range finder with it.
All right. Store hours before we let you go?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
All right. And you are open right up until gun season, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be open all the way up until opening weekend of gun. We usually close for the gun season to spend some time out there and let everybody else kind of do the same.
All right. Well, I think we've got one more conversation scheduled, and that'll be in 2 weeks, which is a week before gun season. So good luck to you and everyone there at the Trading Post, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, good luck to all the listeners out there, and hopefully we'll have some real good stories here come next time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was J.C. Chamberlain, biologist and archery guru from the Trading Post, Pappas Trading Post. They are on Highway 14 just west of Arena and on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain for your Sunday. Highs near the 50-degree mark and breezy southeast winds up around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain continues. Lows in the mid-40s. Gusty south winds. Rain on Monday and highs near 60.
It's 39 at our studios. 98 Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, joining me now is a fellow we had on recently, and we just ran out of time, so I thought I'd invite him back. Paul Landberg is Director of Marketing for Wildlife Research Center. You know those folks. They make special golden estrus, scent killer gold, golden rope, and other scent control and scent attraction products, and their website is wildlife.com. Paul, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Great talking to you again.
Well, last time, Paul, we were talking about your connection to the Bergeson family and to Lee Likoski, and I understand you had a role in Lee and Tiffany's wedding as well?
Yes, I did. Having grown up with Lee, we're kind of like brothers in a way, because I've literally known him pretty much as long as I can remember. We grew up 4 houses apart there in Columbia Heights, and when he got married to Tiffany, his brother Mike would have been his best man, but his brother Mike couldn't make it down. I believe the case was they were having their first baby or second baby, something like that. And having known him so long, and like I said, being kind of a brother from another mother type of a guy with them, Lee and Tiff, they asked me to be their best man at their wedding. So yeah, I was best man at Lee and Tiffany's wedding, of all things.
Cool. Well, that's something not everybody can say, obviously. And you bow hunted with him. So what's it like to bow hunt with Lee Likoski?
I was there with him when he got his first deer. I remember us tracking that thing that evening. It was a doe, and we finally found it in a cornfield. It was me and Lee, his brother Mike, and Mike's friend Brian. We tracked that thing, and I remember that evening because it was the first deer actually that he, me, or my dad had ever gotten with a bow.
Oh.
He beat us to it. My dad and I had been hunting with a bow before that, but we had never gotten one.
Huh.
It took a long time, and Lee got that one. That was in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, of all places, which if you know where Brooklyn Park, Minnesota is and what it looks like now, you'd never believe that you could bow hunt there.
It's all paved over now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all pavement now. Yeah, that was a long, long time ago. He is one heck of a shot, I will say that.
Mm-hmm. And you told me there was an errant shot in your garage at one point.
Yeah, my dad used to love to pick on Lee about this. We would shoot bows in the suburbs, Columbia Heights, Minnesota, we'd shoot bows from our alleyway into the garage where we had a target.
Sure.
And I remember one day, and again, we were young bow hunters at the time. We didn't know a lot. And Lee said, well, here, let me shoot your bow. And I'm like, well, no, my sights aren't going to be lined up for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just come on. I always was the guy that worried too much, and he was always the guy that was more laid back.
Uh-huh.
So he took my bow and aimed at the target there in the garage, and the arrow went real low. Stuck into my dad's outboard motor gas can.
Oh.
It was on the bench below the target.
Oh, boy.
And so my dad never let him live that one down, of course. He's a great shot, but with somebody else's sights, not quite the same.
Well, and that's a good lesson, really, for anyone, whether it's a bow, a crossbow, a gun, or, I don't know, maybe even swinging a baseball bat. Who knows? Your own tool that you're familiar with and that is tuned to you, especially a bow, is the one you're going to do best with.
Yeah, exactly right, right? It's just like anything. If you're used to it and it's set up for you, that's made for you. Somebody else can't necessarily just pick it up and start shooting it and have the same accuracy. Kind of a funny story, but it's at Lee's expense, so it's okay.
Yeah, there you go, right. Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about scent control and scent management, maybe in a global sense, especially now that gun season is approaching. The Minnesota opener is the 9th of November, and Wisconsin doesn't open till 2 weeks later on the 23rd. But is scent control still important for gun hunters?
Well, being a lifelong bow hunter, I would say absolutely. And it's kind of like the basics of anything, right? You want to be good at those basics. And it doesn't matter if you're out there with a firearm or not. I mean, you could have that deer close to you, you could have that deer far off. You still don't want him to smell you and go the other direction. I mean, you might not know that he went the other direction if you never see him. So the same things apply about washing all your clothes in the scent killer laundry detergent, drying them and storing them in that scent-free locker of some sort or a bag, whatever it might be, some sort of scent-free container.
Mm-hmm.
That still applies. I mean, your body, your personal care, your personal hygiene stuff, showering with the scent killer body wash and shampoo, always a big one. It's got to always be on the list. Same with using scent killer gold antiperspirant deodorant. You have to do all those things. It's funny, I was talking to somebody not too long ago, too, when you talk about, is it important to firearms hunters? And the guy was saying something about, if I go out with my gun, of course I can shoot a rifle at however many yards it would be you can shoot a rifle at. The deer always end up showing up at like 30 yards. Of course, when he's out with his bow,
yeah, right,
he's
right.
Out at 100 yards.
Right.
So the bottom line is that scent elimination and then that use of scent to attract is still just as important for the firearms hunter as it is for the bow hunter.
Yeah, I believe that myself and practice it because, like you say, you just don't know how close that deer is going to be. And, you know, I hunt in the woods in northern Wisconsin, and I think the woods of northern Minnesota are very similar. A lot of my shots are less than 100 yards. In fact, most of them 50 yards or less.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, you people talk about, well, I could be up on a stand smoking a cigarette, or I can do this or that, and I've gotten them. And yeah, sure, you might get them in those situations, but you might not know about the ones that got away from you or the ones that never showed up, the things you'll never know because they smelled you. And the thing is, you're out there in the woods or on a field edge or whatever with a brick wall behind you. You know, if the wind's in your face, you don't have a brick wall behind you to stop it. So the deer could come from behind you. It can come from all over, especially during the rut when we're talking about these gun seasons, right? So, yeah, it's ultimately extremely important for gunners as well as bow hunters.
Yeah, okay. Well, is there a scent or a product or a technique that you would say a gun hunter should use? You know, usually the ground by us, the ground is frozen in most years, maybe not this year. And you guys have a little warmer when your season opens.
You know, I would still say that whether you're firearms hunting or bow hunting, I mean, getting out and making mock scrapes, we're all about all things scrape hunting here at Wildlife. I would say getting out and making those mock scrapes, whether you're using an active branch kit to hold up your scent dripper and then put a licking branch in it right at the height that you want it. Because sometimes you don't have a tree that's conducive to having a licking branch and making that mock scrape. That's where that active branch holder comes in and does such a good job. But hanging from it too, you could put up a golden rope, or if you already have an existing tree with a golden rope on it, put that up now, even before the gun season starts, giving those deer some time to get used to it. Make yourself a mock scrape underneath it and use whatever scent is your favorite scent to get that rope going and get that mock scrape going. I would say all that stuff's important, whether it's a gun hunter or it's a bow hunter.
Well, Paul, I did just that with my son a couple weeks ago. We checked tree stands and replaced batteries in his trail cameras. And my stand, I think I mentioned it last time we talked, I can see about 125 yards down this trail, but we put a golden rope over the middle of the trail, and the only way to do it was we took a piece of parachute cord and strung it between two trees, and we hung the rope right there in the middle. And it looks goofy, but, you know, the deer don't care, and I guess they don't understand that there's no branch that's attached to. They seem to like it anyway.
Yeah, well, and essentially, you know, that rope is kind of like a playground for them. I mean, it almost acts as if it's the licking branch for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it basically does the same thing where they can rub their forehead and their preorbital and everything on it. They can rub on that and chew on it or whatever they want to do, put their saliva on there, and then you can have that scrape underneath it for them to urinate in and for your sense as well. So having those things ready ahead of time is a great idea. And, you know, for those guys that just put it out right when they get there, of course, same thing with the scent. So if you're using golden estrus or special golden estrus, whatever it might be, or trails M307, you can use the scent wicks, the key wicks we like to call them, or the magnet key wicks, which are the bigger ones, to hang on trees around you to just have that scent out there at the time you're out there too. So you can do some of the stuff beforehand, or you can do it right when you're there. Either way, you know, there's multiple ways of dispensing that scent.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, we're going to let you go. I appreciate your stories, especially the stories of the Lukoskis and the Bergesons, and wish you good luck for your season, and we'll talk again.
All right, Dan. Thank you, and good luck to you as well.
Thank you very much. Paul Landberg is Director of Marketing for Wildlife Research Center. They make special golden estrus, scent killer gold, golden rope, and a lot of other wildlife scent and scent control products. You can find them online at wildlife.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near